Steve, thanks so much. Hi, everybody. Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. Dane Neal stops by, oh, about once every other week, and we talk about food and other related things. Hi, Dane. How are you?
Food and entertainment, personal enrichment.
All those things.
Anything that you, well, a lot of things, right,
yeah.
That people like.
Rugby, sometimes rugby.
I don't know, but I loved the conversation about the Toy Hall of Fame, and I wondered as I was coming in if there are the kind of politics that you see with the Oscars. Where,
you know there is.
Where if it's too big of a, if it's a blockbuster toy, then it, you know, maybe not. Or if it's a toy that kind of pushes boundaries, like let's say Raggedy Ann for the Raggedy community gave them a doll to embrace.
Why was that popular? And I didn't have Andy, but I had Raggedy Ann.
There was a Dirty Bob. It's just like a torn up, it's a horrible toy.
There was a 50-year period where every girl in the country had a Raggedy Ann doll.
I was Raggedy Ann for Halloween one year.
Were you?
My mom dyed a mop red.
Oh.
And I put it on my, I was the best.
Oh.
I gotta look for pictures.
Whoa. Dane, let's talk food and other related things.
Well, we'll talk about some of the food that's coming up because people do have to eat to sustain themselves. And I hate people hanging on every word saying, I'm not going to eat till Dane mentions what might be fun. So we'll get to that a little bit later on in the segment. But this is Soul Love Fest. And this is an event. I've got some really good friends that have been working to put this on. It's happening out in Oswego this weekend. And it is kind of a 360 personal enrichment thing. There's going to be some yoga front and center, and some of the top yoga people, yogis,
mm-hmm.
not of the bear variety.
Hey, boo boo,
not your average bear, right? No, this is yoga, and it is one of those things that's great. Obviously, physically, you can see I haven't done yoga in many years, but I'm familiar with
that.
It, and it has helped so many people not only stay fit but get fit, and then kind of mentally it like clears you out as well, and then personal enrichment as far as like how to be your best, how to tackle issues, how to overcome adversity and challenges. And in studio we've got two people that are going to be front and center. Adam Polhemus, he is a he's a yogi, so he's here in Chicago to talk about the yogi stuff going on, as well as MC Yogi, who is going to be there, a very famous in the community, a very famous
in the yoga
yogi.
Community MC Yogi is one of the tops.
Yep. And then
rapper or a yogi or both?
Both. Right. He's not defined by one label.
It's time to merge those two together, isn't it? This is 2016.
A downward dog, I say to do.
That's right.
Well, instead of put your hands in the air like you just don't care, it's like put your hands down and do the warrior one or whatever.
Right.
And then Lola Wright, she is a reverend and the spiritual director at the Bodie Spiritual Center. She's going to be there doing a presentation as well for Soul Love Fest.
Hi, guys. Thanks for being here.
Yeah,
really appreciate
thanks for having us.
How does one become a yogi? What did you have to do to achieve that?
Make lots of mistakes in life. Yeah, and try to correct them. Complete accident. Just started practicing, doing the yoga postures, going to yoga studios. And the next thing I know, I'm teaching yoga. It was the proverbial avalanche. Started with a little bitty snowflake, rolled down. Next thing I know, I am the avalanche.
I have a yoga question. I have done some yoga classes in the Park District and stuff. I am terrible, but I love it. Do you get any benefit from just trying, even when you can't master the poses?
Were you breathing?
Yes.
Well, then you were getting benefits.
I would have been in trouble if I wasn't
but
breathing.
But you would have been, to be fair, you would have been breathing regardless.
No, people
right?
hold their Probably. Breath. All yeah. the time, people hold their breath. That's what you don't want to do. Step one, breathe. Step two, breathe. Step three, breathe some more.
Yeah.
I love it. It's flexibility, I think, is a big problem with people today. Tight hamstrings, IT bands, all those things really mess you up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Flexibility of mindset.
Oh, yeah.
You
I
have
feel
to
like
somehow
I
tie
this.
Them in, don't you? You have to find a way for all that to happen at the same time. Because of what you guys do, are you relaxed 24 hours a day? Are you always relaxed, or do you still get tense over things?
I'm the mother of four children, ranging from ages 18 to 4, so I am not always relaxed, but I do breathe. It helps.
Yeah.
Different types of tension. You have the physical tension. You have the mental tension.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I'm plagued by them. You know, that's why I do a lot of yoga.
Who's
Once
this
again.
Guy, Thomas Day, they always mention at the end of any yoga session? Everybody says Thomas Day to each other. Who is that guy, Thomas Day?
Namaste.
Is that who he is?
All right. They all looked at each other, and I'm like,
you're panicking
what are
you me. I'm like, Thomas Day. Who is Thomas Day?
In Bill's position, you look at him and you're thinking to yourself, well, he must know something I don't.
Right.
Because, you know,
know
he knows
was.
A lot of things that,
right.
that we don't. One of the things that people don't necessarily think about when it's yoga that it is really athletic. You know, when I have done it, and you can do it, it's one of those things that you can do from the time you're a kid all all the way till you get to be older, if you're injured, if you can't move a lot. And it's one of those greater than the sum of the parts kind of things. It doesn't seem like you're doing all that much.
Right.
But by the time you're done, you are somewhat exhausted if you're doing it right. You're certainly ventilated, right, because you've been breathing. And it is the kind of, and you do have some kind of a calm, because there is that whole mental strategy built into it, and there's a calmness built around it. Whenever I've done yoga, and thousands of people will be doing it this weekend at Soul Love Fest, I always like feel better. I'm like, why aren't I doing more of this? I always lose like a bunch of weight, even though really it looks like you're not really moving at all.
Right.
But in the end, you know, it's really good for you.
What's causing the weight? I've heard so many people say that the weight just kind of comes off easier. What's going on that makes that happen?
I mean, I think some of it is the physicality of it, but I actually think more importantly is the mind over matter of it. And the truth of the matter is I've lost weight at points in my life where I didn't actually change anything in my physical existence, but my mindset shifted about who I am and how I perceive myself. And all of a sudden, you know, form follows mind. Mm-hmm. Mind, thought, call it what you want, always precedes the physical reality of nature. So change your mind, change your thinking, change your life.
And if your stress release, cortisol is a thing we produce when we're stressed. And if you're, and that puts fat on you, if you're not producing that and you have a chill mind, it does make sense.
Breathing reduces stress, focusing on the breath and becoming more aware of just everything.
And that really is the spirit of Soul Love Fest. It's really the idea of looking at the whole person and moving from, you know, if you look in all areas of society today, look at neurology. I mean, they're studying the survival part of the brain in such deep ways because we have created neural pathways under survival tendencies, and our immediate response to life is to go into flight, freeze, or fight. And the existence of something like Soul Love Fest is to really move people out of those survival tendencies into higher states of thinking, higher states of functioning, higher states of moving. And I can think of no better time than an election cycle liberate yourself from some of the scarcity survival thinking into these higher, you know, ways of thinking about life and functioning and problems and solving. Nothing gets solved at survival levels. Right. Except your basic existence.
Take it from fight or flight to lay low and glow.
That was one of MC Yogi's best songs.
Yeah.
Well, how do you, and that's the thing, when you have, it's all about the mindset, how do you maintain calm while, you know, fans of him are so excited that he is there? So talk a little bit about, you know, one of the big and main celebrity acts that's going to be there providing a lot of the music, MC Yogi. It seems like an odd combination, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a great combination.
Or a great combination.
Why did it take so long? So it's holy hip hop and electronic dance music all fused together. It's like the bhakti get down. So people are able to come listen to an uplifting message. You know, so the message is one that's going to inspire you to go deeper into your practice. It's one that's going to be able to go with you throughout the whole day and help center you. So you're not getting swayed left and right with all these other things. Some of the songs on the radio, man, if you listen to the word, it's like, wow, what am I listening to? But with MC Yoga, it's very uplifting. It's very centering. It's a message of yoga, which is union, bringing us together instead of pulling us apart.
Forgive me for not knowing this, but I've not heard it prior. Is it instrumental? Are there lyrics? What's going on with
There's that? Some beats. It's electronic. Yeah. You'll hear some instruments you don't normally hear, like a harmonium or a sitar thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
But at its core, it's probably a rhythmic style of music, electronic music, with some hip-hop beats. Very modern, very, very modern.
A quick question from Patty, who has called in. Patty, I have one knee replaced, and I'm going to have another one in December. Do you have a knee replacement?
I'm having one November 16th.
Congrats. You will love it. Recovery's tough. Can Patty do yoga with knee replacements?
Yes. Patty, can you breathe?
Yes, I can breathe.
Okay.
You know what?
Well, guess what? You are now an official yogi.
Wendy, I love you. I love your show. But yeah, I'm a little nervous about the surgery. I keep rescheduling my own surgery, which makes nobody happy. But
listen to the doctors and definitely do the rehab. And yoga wouldn't be bad. It's just you may not be able to bend your knee as much as someone else. Or what about, I've had trouble where you can't kneel on it after a knee replacement.
Props. Any good teacher, any good studio is going to have props, and they're going to be able to adjust. You just need to let the teacher know beforehand what you're dealing with, and they're going to help mold the practice to fit your body. I mean, no two practices are the same. it's going to be a malleable practice that's going to be tailored specifically for you. For you, all you got to do is breathe and listen to the teacher, and you're going to go amazing places. That's and it. Some MC Yogi. Put some MC Yogi on while you do it.
Thank you, Patty. Good luck.
There's a similar question by way of text. It's, I'm 68 years old. I would love to begin yoga. Is this possible? Adam, I think I can answer for you. Can you breathe?
Yeah. Step one.
You're a yogi.
So I am now
yogi
a yogi.
Bill.
I am officially a yogi.
And you think about it. Some of these, the people that either teach or do yoga on a regular basis are really fine-tuned athletes. But we mentioned the versatility and kind of the range of people who can get into it and enjoy it. And my brother-in-law, Oliver, found out a year and a half ago that he had kidney failure. He was like 37 years old. And he was, you know, almost dead. Like he almost died. It was came out of the blue that this happened. He had from the diabetes and all that kind of stuff. And so he had to find a way to get in shape where he would be even eligible for a transplant. It isn't one of those things that just whip you in. They got to make sure that this is going to work.
You can be denied if you're not.
Yes.
Your body's not ready to take it.
And so he went in and did yoga. It was the only thing he could do. He could barely walk. He was overweight. He was just completely unhealthy. And inside of, I think, about 8 months, he ended up losing 80 pounds and he got in the best physical condition he could. And it was because of yoga.
Yeah.
You know, and started very small. He could barely do anything. And then he worked up to the point where he was, you know, one of those leaders in the class. But so matter what your condition is, you can start.
All you need to do is breathe. Dane Neal is here. Adam and Lola are here talking about Soul Love Fest. We're here. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I turned my microphone off and everybody else is on.
How about that?
The listeners just applauded. Thank you.
No.
Dane Neal is here and we're talking yoga and its benefits. And there's a big event coming up in Oswego this weekend, you mentioned?
Soul Love Fest, and it's soullovefest.com where you can see there's going to be 80 different presentations. It's all ages, so everybody's welcome. You can bring the kids. Everything from feng shui to yoga to energy medicine to personal enrichment. So all sorts of things that you can get it. 8:30 a.m. till 7 p.m. Saturday and 8 till 2 on Sunday, and we've got tickets for that as well. We've got two village passes. So what it is you get two people can go both Saturday and Sunday and enjoy everything that's offered. And it's at Aramore. So for those people in the area that know, it's a polo farm. It's out in Oswego. So I guess the grounds are just beautiful.
Oh,
and it's
nice.
An amazing
Good.
Setting mm-hmm. for that. Yep.
So we'll give those away before you guys leave.
Yeah.
Right? I don't remember as a kid any professional athletes, maybe I'm wrong, but I can't remember any professional athletes coming out and saying that they were practitioners of yoga. But now it seems like every day, Jake Arrieta is a great example, pitcher mm-hmm. for the Cubs, always talking about the benefits of it. What changed that made athletes go, we got to not only do it, but talk about it and let everyone in on it?
Looking for any competitive edge at all. I was actually a boxer before I became a yogi, and that's how I got into yoga. I wanted a competitive edge.
It hurt less.
It hurt a lot less, and I knew none of the other boxers would dare step foot into a yoga studio at all. So I was like, okay, this is going to give me a competitive edge.
It's been a minute since the Bears have had a winning formula, but in the 85, the Super Bowl year, there I remember tons of talk about ballet. Do you remember like when all the athletes, especially football players, were really into ballet? Similar quality, flexibility, agility. You know, I think it's sort of, I don't know why ballet was more accessible than yoga back then, but... Interesting.
You got to be careful
about it.
It'll take the fire right out of you, though. I mean, because it'll put the fire out, that drive, that competitive quality. The yoga will kind of help extinguish that in a good way, not a bad way. But some of that drive and that, like, I got to get to the top, got to get to the top. Well, yoga chills you out. It takes you back to that lay low and glow space.
So what do you do to kind of compensate and realize I'm in this to win? If yoga is calming you down and soothing you, what do you do to balance that?
You don't do quite as much as I did.
Yeah.
But also, doesn't it clear your mind to focus on what you need to achieve?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm really looking forward to a segment I'm leading Saturday afternoon. It's called Your Soul's Calling. And the idea is that really it gives you space to access the true idea of who you're here to be.
Yeah.
I mean, what the great gift is that we are each here as individualized manifestations of perfection.
Yep.
Like nobody can do life the way you can do life. And if we can get enough space through a practice like yoga, through meditation, we can get access to that idea that only can express perfectly as Wendy. Nobody can do Wendy the way Wendy can do Wendy.
Wendy's still working on Wendy.
That's an ever going thing, right?
Adam, I picture you boxing instead of punching your opponent, you just hugging them, and you can't win a match that way. You know that.
No, you can't.
You have to punch them.
Not at all.
All right.
But that requires that you have to win anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to jump in with a question because I think it's related. There's a big craze in mindfulness. Now, mm-hmm. You see books all over the place. They're calling it mindfulness, but technically, isn't it a type of meditation?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so interesting to watch how, you know, every major corporation is now bringing mindfulness into the office. And I'm like, you know what? If changing the word makes it acceptable, thank goodness.
But it's meditation.
Absolutely. And all meditation is bringing your awareness to your breath,
yeah,
such that you create a little bit of space, which is good for all of us. I mean, you can stand in line at Starbucks and take a conscious breath and you're in a practice of meditation. You can wash your dishes and be present to that now moment and mm-hmm. you're in a practice of meditation. You don't have to be in the lotus position.
You mentioned, Lola, you've had four children. Did this make that process easier when you were having the kids? Was it easier to have kids?
I will tell you.
They say, Mom, be mindful.
Yeah, I will tell you that, you know, my older kids are 18 and 16. My younger kids are 7 and 4.
Yeah.
And both having kids and raising kids with this awareness mm-hmm. has been vastly, it's been very distinct. I was a young mom. I was 18 when I got pregnant with my mm-hmm. now 18-year-old who I just sent to college.
Ugh.
And it's a totally different world to, you know, have a 7-year-old child say to me, Mom, I just need to take a breath. Mm-hmm. I just need to sit down because I'm feeling myself get very angry. And it's like, hey.
That's awesome.
Great awareness. Mm-hmm.
Well, you think in this day and age with, you know, everybody's kind of lives are on 24/7, the news cycle, there isn't that normal kind of decompression time that we all kind of enjoyed maybe as kids. You know, our phones are, we're getting texts all the time and everything's happening. So you really need this kind of thing that where maybe you were able to find those places in your life before on your own, here to kind of be mindful, right, and do it in a purposeful way, I think is helpful.
We're also at like a totally, we're at the forefront of humanity, really. Like there is, it is a completely new idea that you don't have to function, that some of us are in a position where we no longer have to do things because we have to.
Mm-hmm.
We can do things because we choose to. That has, like our parents did not have that experience.
Sure.
Our previous generations really had to make choices from basic survival tendencies. And there's something new emerging in humanity where it's like, wow, my husband and I both have jobs that we absolutely love. That is a new paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, lay low and glow. That's what you got to do. Is that it, Adam?
That's correct.
Lay low and glow.
So 80 different presentations, whether it's classes or seminars, teaching moments, like I said, energy medicine, feng shui, all of those things are going on at soullovefest.com. Tickets start at $25 to $30, but we've got two tickets. So one person can win. It'll be two village passes. A pair of tickets. They'll be able to go Saturday and Sunday and do all of those things. We know that that Lola's over there at the Bodhi Spiritual Center, but Adam, do you want to give a shout out to whatever you're doing, you know, or as far as your social media? Or
I'll be teaching Jivan to yoga at Soul Love Fest, 3:30 September 17th. I hope to see a lot of people there. Immediately afterwards, you can join me at the stage to see MC Yogi. I think he goes on at 6, so you have 1 hour after my class to prepare and rehydrate. Otherwise, you can find me at yoga studios throughout Chicago, Tejas Yoga, Yoga View, and Moksha. Also find me at your local Equinox and Chicago Athletic Clubs.
And on his bike for the next like half an hour after the
riding home. Yeah.
Very quickly.
Dane, thank you. Adam, thank you. Lola, thank you. Thomas Day, as we say in the yoga business.
That's
Thomas
right. Day. Thomas Day to all.
You should say Susan Day.
Susan Day.
Susan
the Partridge
Day.
Family. Yep, Lori Partridge to everybody.
Thanks, Dane.
Thanks, guys. More after this. Bill and Wendy, WGN.